Donnie D. from DOA Fishing Charters, fishing out of Oregon Inlet, North Carolina. That's the northeastern North Carolina on the Outer Banks, if you're listening from out of state. I'm going to paraphrase Mark Twain and say it appears my concern for the demise of our speckled trout fishery has been greatly exaggerated. The back-to-back sharp cold fronts in the past 2 weeks had me very concerned. I was afraid the southern drop in water temps were going to cause some kills or cold stuns in the area. Very happy to report that I've seen no specks floating here, and the initial reports from throughout the state never got any worse. It would appear that our trout in this area either moved to warmer ocean water or were able to weather the cold temps. Fortunately, the cold only lasted a couple of days, and the water temps in the sound, which dipped below 40, are back up in the mid-50s as of yesterday. And with that being said, I've been out in my boat scouting the flats in my tower. The first day the water and air really started to warm up, I was able to find more reds than I'd seen since October. One of the reasons I still get so excited to climb in the tower on sunny days, man. You never, ever really know what you're going to find. I wasn't very successful targeting with spoons, but fared better throwing soft plastics, either on a 1/8 ounce or a 1/4 ounce jig head. When the water is chilly but fish are showing, I find this to be typically be the case for me. I try to get the jig right in front of the fish and barely twitch the rod tip as the bait sits on the bottom. It's not an aggressive bite like I get when the water is in the 80s, but the end result is the same. I've been doing a fair amount of scouting the past week with my drone. I like to go to Google Earth, find a shallow water area that looks interesting, then drive to it and put my drone in the air. I found a few places this past week. I found a few places this past week that have all the ingredients I look for on the flats, e.g. grass with sandy interface, shallower areas, and a deeper nearby depression or settle in the area. Man, if you'd like to geek out with tech like I do, go try it. Overall, and by far, the best fishing this past week has been from the beach. There have been good catches from north of Oregon Inlet all the way to Ocracoke Island. Anglers have been catching reds, speckled trout, and black grump consistently. The specks being mostly on soft plastics and the occasional hard bait like a mirror lure, the reds on soft plastics, shrimp or other cut bait, and the black drum mostly on shrimp. Bait rigs are a simple Carolina rig, 1 ounce egg sinker and a 5/0 circle hook. 7 foot rod with a 2500 or 3000 series reel is all you need. I get nostalgic driving over to the beach access and seeing anglers lined up catching fish. Most guides here grew up doing it, and it's an expensive and productive way to spend either 15 minutes for hours hanging by yourself or with friends. But check in with me next week, y'all. I've been going every day to weather is stitchable for the foreseeable future. Get out of the house and go catch something. If you have any questions, hit me up. For Salt Strong Fishing Reports, I'm Captain Donnie D., DOA Fishing Charters, Oregon Inlet, North Carolina. Let's get out there and make it happen, y'all.